It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, the first new conversation of 2021. And today we're talking with Anne-Marie Dieter, the Continuing Education Coordinator for Colorado Mountain College, the Roaring Fork campus. And we're going to talk a little bit with Emily Ibsen. She's a therapy practitioner and a nutritional coach with Natural Grocers. So, Anne-Marie, as we head into the new semester, I know in the past we've talked a lot about continuing education and these classes that you put together with members of the community. How interesting has your job become since March of 2020? Obviously, the last of the spring semester 2020, everybody was sent home, and now that a little more time has gone by, you're still trying to have some classes, following some guidelines with in-person. How much more complicated has your job been in the last several months?
That's a great question, but it's been very interesting because, like you said, I mean, we basically had to cancel the rest of our entire spring schedule. It was pretty cool, though, because I've seen there's been a lot of silver linings that have come out of this pandemic. And one of them was I've always wanted to be able to do more online classes, but IT was just, we couldn't do it. And now all of a sudden it's just completely opened up that door, which is really, really cool in my mind. In fact, we had, when was it, in the summer? I think it was the summer, we did a mushroom class. Trent Blizzard did a mushroom class for us. We had 50 people register. We had people from like Wyoming. So we had, you know, our little CMC in the Roaring Fork Valley all of a sudden is providing education all over. And it was really cool to see and kind of bust through the door that was holding us back from doing online. So that part was excellent. It was really hard because we have so many kids' classes, the dance classes, the art classes, and you know, for the kids, it's been rough. I mean, those poor kids have been stuck at home and they love doing the dance. They love getting out. So that was hard. We did push forward this summer and we actually ran a summer camp successfully and no outbreaks, no cancellations. It was wonderful. I mean, it was scaled down, but our staff is amazing. You know, Maureen Toffer, they're just top rate. And so we did that successful. And so we just kind of started inching that way back towards, but so we did our Tai Chi class. I mean, and that is amazing because that is one of the most, the people that are, you know, 70 plus, some of them. So it's a very high risk category. So I wasn't really sure about that, but those people are diehards. So they've been coming to class and we've been doing it successfully. Huge kudos to the Glenwood Center because our front desk staff has been here the entire time. I mean, just when we were made to shut down in the April, but then they've been there answering questions, fielding, doing everything. So it's been different, but I think we're going to come out with a different view and some different opportunities that I think are going to be great.
It's kind of by definition what Colorado Mountain College does as a community college. You bring people from the community in to teach. And kind of taking that to the next step as the continuing education coordinator, you really get to, because continuing education can be traditional, you know, rudimentary education like reading, writing, math, arithmetic, all those STEM subjects. But you also get the opportunity to, as you said, work with dance. And of course, Emily teaches some dance as well. We talked about Maureen Toffer, of course, who we chatted with a little bit last year. But you, as the coordinator, kind of get the opportunity to, I don't want to say, what's the term in education that you audit these classes? You know, you get to kind of learn a little bit about each one of these. So that's kind of a unique position for you as well.
Yeah. And you know what? You nailed it. That's what I love about my job. And I mean, between me and you and the radio, I kind of create classes that make sense to me. You know, nutrition or this or my interest. And I'm not that person that can do the average computer, this, that. I'm always out thinking about something else and some fun class. We're amazing. We have so much talent in this valley. It's incredible the people that we have access to. And so how awesome is that for my job that I get to tap into that? And I, you know, like the cover for our bulletin that just went out is Mateo. I won't say his last name because I know I'll butcher it. But most people know he's in the band Let Them Roar. And he's teaching a class and it's going to be so different. It's like a guitar class, but it's very different. So, yeah, I love my job and I love the fact that I get to do I'm out in the community and I'm constantly open to what can they teach? What do you want? What kind of classes do you want? And then it just makes everybody better and happy. And I don't know, I love it. So,
Emily, speaking of COVID-19 and everyone's transition in some way, no matter what you do for a living or what you do for recreation, you've been impacted in some way probably since March of last year. And for those of us that have been spending a lot of time working from home, nutrition is certainly something that at least we've thought of in passing a time or two since all of this started. And I'm curious, through your position at Natural Grocers, the nutritional coach, is that a question that people have come to you with? How can we, obviously, when you're in an office, it's a little more formal and it's maybe a few more steps either to the company commissary or the kitchen or something like that. When you're working at home, the refrigerator is 10 paces away and everybody that's there. You don't have to worry about who you're eating in front of or making a mess necessarily. But is that a conversation that you've had with folks over the last several months?
Oh my gosh. Yes, absolutely. I definitely have had a lot of customers and clients approach me about immune support and what they can do at home on a daily basis to, really support their immunity day to day. As you might know, I offer free one-on-one coaching sessions. So I've had a lot of people come to me looking for, immune support in addition to other ways in which they can achieve their health goals. That being said, I also host free store tours where I'll take the customers throughout the store and we can talk about simple, tangible integrations that they can easily make to support their health during this time. And, we'll break it down into some achievable steps for them. We'll talk about a shopping list and what to have on hand. And we'll talk about meal prep. And then we'll talk about some simple, easy to throw together meals while you're at home, working from home, snacks to have on hand, all of which will help to support your immunity. In addition to, brain function, mental clarity, any sort of weight loss goals you might have, and just that overall vitality and wellness as well. So it really is kind of a holistic approach that we take to supporting our customers' health here at Natural Grocers. And it's really special to, sit with people. Right now we're doing everything virtually, so it's over the phone, but sitting with people one-on-one, diving into their health goals, how can we help support them during this time? And not just them, but their families as well. I mean, all of this information that I provide is very relatable and can translate amongst people of all ages and of all professions. And then it's really special too to meet customers face to face. Like I said, I'm doing a lot virtual, so I'm talking quite often over the phone, but it's really awesome to schedule sessions with people in store and show them what we have here at Natural Grocers, our 100% organic produce, which is phenomenal. It takes the guessing out of that game, and then just showing them, you know, different products and foods to help support their health and kind of meet them in person and take them throughout the store. So I really enjoyed integrating the foundation of immune support to support their clients and whatever health, other health goals they might have as well. So yes, it's been a very interesting time, and COVID-19 certainly has been a topic of conversation for sure, to say the least.
And Emily is teaching a couple upcoming classes about nutrition as well. We'll talk a little bit more about those specifics when we come back. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with Anne-Marie Dieter, the Continuing Education Coordinator for Colorado Mountain College in the Roaring Fork campus. Also, Emily Ibsen, a nutritional coach at Natural Grocers. Emory, you mentioned that there are several things that we'll talk about this afternoon. The first one on my list is February lunch series. If you're talking about nutrition, lunch, they do kind of go together.
Yeah, absolutely. And we kind of started a lunch and learn last semester, but unfortunately it was right when COVID hit, and I was so excited about it. And then the gal who taught that had to leave, but then I was introduced to Emily, and it's just such a great opportunity for people. And again, another silver lining with the pandemic, it was hard for people to get, even in our small town, to get to Glenwood during your lunch hour to listen to this. So now it just opens it up because it's all online. You can sit at your desk. It's only a half an hour. We're kicking it off on February 11th. And so they're on Thursdays, and they're just from 12:30 to 1. And so if they just send me an email, I can send them the link. And they will all be, Emily will be presenting on all of them. And the first one's got chocolate. I mean, come on, who doesn't want to learn about that? She's going to tell us all the great things and why you can eat chocolate. So that's going to be awesome. So yeah, we'll kick that one off on February 11th. And then the next Thursday, it's all about turmeric. And tasty turmeric and all the, you know, there's a lot of hot, it's a very hot topic right now. And so, yeah, literally they'll just go through, and our bulletin just came out. A lot of people should have had it in, received it in the mail, and it lists all of these. But yeah, every Thursday, and if they just send me an email, so we're talking about turmeric, and then the next one's about fermented foods and all about what the great benefits are for fermented foods. And then the last one is cruciferous. I've tried to do this. Emily does it so good. I'm like, don't mess that up. Cruciferous cuisine. And so she talks about how great, what is it, Emily? Cruciferous family of foods?
The cruciferous vegetables and okay. How they're super supportive for our detoxification and immune health as well. So that one will be super fun.
That's like broccoli, cauliflower.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Cancer fighting foods, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Immune supportive for sure. Yeah. So that'll be a really fun one.
All right. Let's go back to the beginning here before we get too much further. The first one on February 11th, got chocolate. Of course, chocolate encourages the release of dopamine, right? So pleasure center stuff, which is why some people appreciate chocolate so much.
Yes, absolutely. So it can increase the production of dopamine and serotonin, some of those feel-good neurotransmitters. They're very calming for our minds and emotional health states as well, while also being very nutritionally dense as well. Dark chocolate provides a lot of great minerals that are supportive for our health. Magnesium, for one, is terrific in supporting a healthy muscle relaxation. So in times of, stress or occasional anxiety, sometimes chocolate can be really calm but also nourishing as well. And we'll dive way more into it. But yes, I am a chocolate fanatic. Some would consider me a chocolate connoisseur. I'm crazy about it, but there's also some incredible evidence supporting its nutritional benefit for our health, which is really awesome.
My experience is people that really know about chocolate and really enjoy it tend more toward the dark chocolate as opposed to just simpletons like me who just love the milk chocolate. Is that more or less accurate?
Yes, and we'll touch on that more. Quality certainly is part of the topic of conversation as well. A lot of the chocolate that you find on the shelf, again, we'll dive into this more, but can be mixed in with some other things that aren't as health supportive. Sugar, to name one, always something we want to be conscientious about. So the darker, the better, and kind of my rule of thumb is about 70% or higher is excellent and very health supporting.
And then the next talk in this series is on turmeric, which is it a spice? So I think of turmeric, I think of, isn't it a natural anti-inflammatory?
Yeah, you're right on the money there. So turmeric is actually a root very similar to ginger, and it's very prevalent in the Hawaiian Islands. So that's where we source a lot of our turmeric here at Natural Grocers, and it's where a lot of the supplement companies will source theirs as well, like Megafood, I believe Gaia as well. So turmeric can be also considered a spice. It's one of the common spices found in curry. It's that bright orange color, but it has an incredible active compound called curcumin, which you might have heard. Another tricky one to say, curcumin. And the interesting thing with curcumin is that it's really supportive of our body's natural inflammatory mechanisms. It helps to balance inflammation in the body, and it's also really supportive for our immune health as well. So we'll dive more into turmeric and curcumin and some of the science supporting its benefits within the body.
Again, these four in the lunch series that we're talking about right now are going to be on Thursdays in February, starting February 11th from 12:30 to 1. And we'll give you information on how you can sign up for them in just a minute. Fermented foods is the topic of the next class. And I'm assuming you're not talking about beer and wine and...
Don't you wish? Don't you wish? We might touch on it. The coolest thing about the fermented fuss class is that it really, at the end of the day, is about our immune system. And it strongly ties the connection between our digestive system and our immune system function. So the majority of our immune system can actually be found in our gut. So there's such a strong link there. And if we're able to support our microbiome or those good bacteria within our colon and within our digestive tract, we therefore can very strongly support our innate and adaptive immune system. So that our whole immune, all of the immune cells within our body, there's a strong connection. So I love talking about our gut bacteria. And I can't wait to discuss some other fermented foods other than beer and wine that are out there. And there's some actually really easy recipes where you can ferment foods at home. So we'll kind of touch on some of the do-it-yourself tactics, which can be really fun while we're all somewhat isolated working from home. It could be a fun little science experiment in your kitchen. So we'll talk more about that as well.
Oh, if you don't clean out the refrigerator very often, you can definitely end up with some, maybe not the same kind of science experiment you're talking about, but we've definitely been there a time or two.
There you go. That's an easy one. We've been there. There you go.
And the final in the February lunch series, cruciferous. I spelled this phonetically, so I know I spelled it wrong, but hopefully I can pronounce it again. Cruciferous cuisine? Is that the how you said it, Anne Marie?
Yeah, Emily's the gal, but yeah, I think so, right?
So Emily, talk about again.
Yes,
this is like you said, broccoli and other food like that that supports a healthy immune response.
Yes. So the cruciferous family is a family of vegetables. Typically, they'll be sulfur containing. So you want to think of, you know, cabbage and cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, broccoli. Kale, if I haven't already said that one, that's a good one. But even like asparagus and garlic and onion, so all of those are considered under this umbrella term of the cruciferous family. And the really beautiful thing about this family of vegetables is that it helps to support glutathione production within the body. Glutathione is one of the most powerful antioxidants that we produce endogenously, so we produce it within our body, and this glutathione is really supportive for liver detoxification, immune system function, and acts as a free radical scavenger. So what's not to love about, you know, those being words right there? So we'll definitely talk more about the cruciferous family, how they support our overall health, and we'll talk about some creative ways to incorporate them into your diet on a daily basis. You know, how to cook them, how to pair them with, you know, spices and make them interesting and delicious.
Again, you can learn more about the February lunch series if you just check out the Colorado Mountain College bulletin, which if it's not already in your mailbox, should be very soon. And Emory, you said that folks just email you to get the link for these so that they can get on the list?
Yeah, we're just and actually you can go in and register for this class as well. So if you go to the Colorado Mountain .edu website, and you pull up, let me do it really quick because it's been a while. So just at our website, there's categories. And if you go under academics, you go to non-credit classes, and about midway down, it'll say find your class, and it says search and register. And if you click that, and you can put in the campuses, Glenwood Springs, it'll pull it up, all programs. And then this one will be under the health and wellness classes.
Gotcha.
And so you can register for that. It's free. Or you can, really easy, you can shoot me an email, adeter, @coloradomtn.edu, and I'll make sure you get in.
Gotcha. So again, coloradomtn.edu. I'm trying to remember that there weren't that many steps, but it's academics and then
academics.
Non-credit classes. And then about halfway down, you can actually search. And again, it's nutrition classes, I think you said, is the specific section. Health and wellness. Thank you. Health and wellness.
Yep.
Nutrition is the general topic of conversation today. As I mentioned, there are a couple other things ongoing that Emily is taking part in. I know we talked about this earlier, teaching some dance classes, although I think we're focusing mainly on nutrition and that kind of thing today. But we may touch on that when we come back, and we'll wrap things up with Emily and Anne-Marie in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Continuing Education Coordinator for Colorado Mountain College, Anne-Marie Dieter. Emily Ibsen is a nutritional coach at Natural Grocers and teaching a few classes. Again, the February lunch series starting on February 11th from 12:30 to 1 o'clock. You can learn more about in the bulletin that, if you have not seen it already, should be in your mailbox soon. And again, we'll give you the specific directions for how you can register for that non-credit class a little bit later on. Another thing, Emory, you mentioned in that first segment that one of the things you like to do is you try and find these continuing education classes that you find interesting, that, that you think are relevant and important. And one of those is the Parents Smart Nutrition class. This is another one that's always relevant. And in the era of COVID, where you've got, depending on the week, kids may be in school learning, they may be at home doing online because there's some kind of quarantine that's in effect. And nutrition is just important when that is the case, as it is any other time of year.
Absolutely. And, you know, as a parent, I just, for me, packing lunches is like the vein of my existence, trying to come up with creative ideas of what to pack. And especially, I mean, it's taken me a while. I mean, I'm not nutritionally minded. I've gotten that way. I'm much better. But when you have somebody like Emily come along and just give you great ideas and this, you know, and explain things, I'm a why person. So if I know why we shouldn't eat so much sugar, it helps when you're making that decision. And so I just think, I kept thinking for all my friends that have kids my age and they're doing this, I thought, wouldn't that be helpful for somebody to just come on, give us, tell us why, explain a lot of things, and then give us quick, easy ideas of how to do that. To me, that's such a win-win that that's kind of why I wanted to create this class. And then Emily has all those answers, so why not go to her? And so, yeah, so we're doing that class tomorrow night. Well, that's Tuesday, January 12th at 5:30 to 6:30. And again, it's another free class. So you can just email me and I can get you that link at adeeter@coloradomtn.edu.
Again, that's adeeter@coloradomtn.edu. And I'm clearly hearing that the old parents stand by because I said so doesn't always work, even with us adults.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Emily, talk a little bit more about your plans for that Parents Smart Nutrition class. Obviously, I mean, we were all kids. We all remember, you know, our parents doing various things and all these different methods to try and get kids to eat healthy. And sometimes it's effective. Sometimes you just kind of have to outgrow that stage. I know that certainly was the case with me. But in the Reader's Digest condensed version of what you'll be talking about tomorrow night.
Yes, Gabe, that's a great question. So this class really focuses on nutritional choices to help support cognitive development and healthy brain functioning. It also talks about foods and some certain supplements to help support children experiencing occasional stress and anxiety, which I think is incredibly prevalent right now, seeing as they're so back and forth with in school and at home. And there might be some social anxiety going along with that. So we're really going to dive into what foods will help to support their overall well-being, as well as that brain development, because they are in such a fragile time of their life where, you know, they need to be nourishing their bodies in the right way. So we'll be talking about foods specific for that and then providing some easy, tangible recipes and ideas as well to go along with that, supporting the parents in that journey to help support their kids as well.
I assume that probably a lot of those tips would work for adults as well. Just talking about general immune friendly foods. And it's interesting, as I hear you talk, I'm thinking, as I get older, I find I have to monitor my coffee intake. When I was a kid, I could drink coffee all day long. It was no big deal. And as I get older, it makes me much more sick and jittery. I don't suppose there is a specific food or type of food that would offset that so that I can maintain my, you know, gallon per day intake of coffee while not getting cranky and just jittery all day long.
So So that's an entirely other conversation that you and I can have. So feel free to give me a call and we can do a coaching session. But absolutely, the topics that we'll be discussing in this class 100% can relate and translate to the adults as well. And a lot of what we'll be doing is kind of breaking down the macronutrient ratios. You know, we'll be talking about carbohydrate intake. We'll be talking about protein and fat intake and how that can help support healthy blood sugar stabilization. Caffeine certainly plays a role in that, but just knowing your macronutrients and knowing the foods involved in that can help to support your blood sugar levels throughout the day so you don't feel as jittery or anxious or have that adrenal fatigue association with it as well. So it's just knowledge. Knowledge is power, and that's what I'm here to share with everyone.
And it's not, I guess we're getting a little into the weeds on this, but it's not just about the caffeine, right? There are actually other stuff that's in coffee that actually affects your body chemistry also, right? It's not just solely about the amount of caffeine.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I think it depends on what you're talking about when you're speaking of coffee, because black coffee could be very different than a latte from Starbucks that has low-fat milk and, you know, 10 to 12 tablespoons of sugar. So there's certainly a spectrum there. And, you know, distilling the information about pure black coffee, there is some great science supporting kind of on a smaller level that it does provide some free radical scavenging properties, which is really incredible. Of course, there's that caffeine conversation that certainly has implications in the body, where caffeine can, you know, increase the production of cortisol from our adrenal glands. And from time to time, that's, you know, perfectly okay. But when our adrenals are consistently secreting this cortisol, I mean, that opens up another conversation that we need to have. Our adrenals aren't always supposed to be in fight or flight. So it's, you know, how can we transition from fight or flight back to our rest and digest? And a lot of times, you know, with that caffeine consumption, the fast-paced society that we live in today, where we just take on loads and loads of stress, I mean, we're constantly secreting this cortisol. So that really raises a whole other conversation of how can we reduce our cortisol production? How can we reduce the stress and strain that we're putting on our adrenals so we can transition to that parasympathetic nervous system, more of that rest and digest state, so we can optimize our digestion, optimize our ability to stress, reduce, and heal and recalibrate as well. So it definitely, I touched the tip of the iceberg on that one, but it certainly, you know, is a really interesting conversation in and of itself, for sure. So that's a great question.
And again, that free Parents Smart Nutrition class is tomorrow night. If you're interested in checking that out, just email Anne-Marie, adeter@coloradomtn.edu. That's ADETER @coloradomtn.edu. Of course, I mentioned earlier the dance class that Emily will also be teaching Anne-Marie. And I also wrote down a Gift of Education free lecture series. I assume that both of the topics we already covered today are part of that free lecture series.
It's actually a whole entirely different series.
Okay.
So it's a series that I've been running. The college had done it a while before, but I do all different kinds of topics, and I try to hit the community, everybody in the community, from musicians to artists to, you know, whatever it is that is going on right now that might be interesting. And so we just thought it would be awesome to kick it off in January 28th. Jessie Duncanson, she used to work for Valley View. She's excellent. Another health gal. Health lifestyle. She's going to talk about behavior change. And so we all have these great goals, and we've got, you know, we set out in January with these amazing goals that we're going to accomplish, but we wanted to back it up and talk about that first step of getting the mindset, because that is the key, if you have the right mindset, you will reach your goals. So she's going to talk about that first. And these are all free, again, lecture series. But this one starts January 28th. It's from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And again, you can email me and I'll get you the link. We normally do it here, but of course, we're transitioning to online, which could also be beneficial. And then Emily's going to come in February 9th. So February 9th from 6:30 to 8, Emily's going to talk about Immune Support 101. So she will recap all the great things that you can be doing to help really boost your immune system, which is going to be fantastic. And then the next two I'm also excited about. March 4th, we're going to have people from the Roaring Fork Outdoor Volunteers Group, and they're going to talk about restoring Grizzly Creek. The Grizzly Creek fire restoration and the process that they're going to go through and talk about volunteers. And it's just going to be a really cool talk about, you know, how, what do we do from here? And then the last one I'm excited as well, April 15th, Tax Day, we get to have, Kale Casey. He was the, information officer for the Grizzly Creek fire. And he was one of those guys that came in and told you all the great information about what was going on. I mean, things you had no idea about fire. And he's been working on, he's been doing it for like 15 years, 23 years, 23 years. He's been doing all this different firefighting. So he's going to talk about extreme fire, what it does. And he said like things they saw this summer, they've never seen before, fire behaviors. And he's going to talk about, you know, how do you prepare yourself and what things we can do. And so I'm really super excited about that one as well. So, yeah, we just try to do, and I'm completely open for new topics. If you guys know something that's going on in this town that's really cool, or, you know, somebody that has an amazing talent. We had that one, you know, 10-year-old that climbed El Capitan. Mm-hmm. That was amazing. So those are the kind of things we're looking for. But then you also, Gabe, you brought up a great thing. You know, if somebody wants to talk about caffeine, Emily and I are completely open to these topics, you know, because there's so many incredible health topics. So email me. I am completely open to having a class for something that you want to learn more about.
Again, you can find a lot of information about what we talked about today on the website. ColoradoMTN.edu, go to academics up at the top, then non-credit classes. You can search, what is that, about 60% of the way down the page. Again, obviously, you're looking for health and wellness classes in terms of what we discussed today. And if you have any specific questions, if you have something in particular that you're interested in terms of continuing education or certainly health and wellness, just email Anne-Marie, adeter@coloradomtn.edu, adeter@coloradomtn.edu. Emily, you mentioned a couple times as your position, your job is a nutrition coach at Natural Grocers, and you say you actually work with individuals and families specifically for free through that job. Do you also want to give your contact information there?
Yes, absolutely. So just to reiterate what you said, Gabe, I offer free one-on-one coaching sessions. I've seen individuals, I've seen mothers and daughters, I've seen parents and children. Again, I'm saying see, but of course, everything right now we are doing virtually, which is phenomenal. And if you would like to contact myself and schedule a health coaching for yourself, you'll just reach me at the store number, which is 970-945-7000. Again, that's 970-945-7000. You will ask for Emily or the NHC, the nutritional health coach, if you forget my name, and they will direct you right towards myself. And then we can schedule a session together.
Again, the phone number at Natural Grocers is 945-7000, and just ask for Emily, or if you can't remember her name, just for ask for the lady that was on the radio. I'm sure they'll get you to the right spot. Anything in closing that either of you would like to mention?
You know, I just have one more thing that when you were talking about going to the website, another silver lining is that when you go to our website now, you can go to our Breckenridge. So you can pull it up by campuses. And so you can go to our Breckenridge campus, and the Ian Buchanan runs our culinary department over there. And so he's doing online classes, how to make soups. You know, there's all these things going on that now, living in Glenwood, you can be a part of. So you can register for classes in our Breckenridge. You can register for some online classes in Steamboat. So now all of a sudden, our offerings just quadrupled that you have access to. So I think that that's a very cool thing. And in fact, you know, my guitar class, which is filling up, so if you're interested in that, definitely go look. There's only a couple spots left. I just looked the other day, and there's a couple people from Steamboat signed up for that class. So I just think that's awesome, and it really opens some doors for us.
Yeah, if my dad couldn't make it happen when I was a kid, I don't think Mateo's going to.
You never know, Kate.
You can always hope, I suppose. You can always hope.
You can. I'm signing Bill up.
That might be worth it right there.
Yeah.
Again, the website is coloradomtn.edu. Again, if you'd like any information about anything specific we talked about today, you can email Anne Marie adeter@coloradomtn.edu. That's adeter @coloradomtn.edu. Again, Emily's number is 945-7000. Just ask for Emily, or ask for the nutritional health coach, the NHC, or just say, I heard somebody there talking on the radio, and they'll get you in touch with Emily. Ladies, thank you so much. All the best. Here's to a happy, healthy, and a happy and healthy 2021. Let's just we'll stick with that for now. Huh? Then once we get past there, then we'll tackle other things.
Well, thank you, Gabe. We so appreciate
being
able to share. This is great. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Always
all the best.
Pleasure.
Have a wonderful day. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.